And let's do this right now at 280-1102. If you've been jilted lately by the one you love or lust after, we want to hear about it, and we're going to help get your revenge, all right, on the Zoo.
He is back. He's like the big brother you never had, your friend in need. He's everybody's bathroom buddy. He's Tommy, the talking toilet tank.
Hey, where do you think you're going, jerk? Wipe me off first.
Tommy, the talking toilet tank.
Oh, yeah, nice aim, Ace. Two hands for beginners, okay?
Tommy, the talking toilet tank keeps you company.
Gotcha! I'm a little cold this morning. Boy, are you gonna have fun prying yourself off me.
Tommy tells it like it is.
I've gotta be honest with you, pal. Could you start visiting another toilet? After you visit me, nobody comes around for hours. Ooh.
Tommy, the talking toilet tank. Never at a loss for words.
Is it just me, or is this the worst view anyone could ever have?
Tommy, the talking toilet tank. He minces no words.
Be honest with me, pal. Do you ever get any dates?
You'll never have to go to the bathroom alone again. It's Tommy, the talking toilet tank, part of the Kyuzu collection.
20 to 50% through Saturday at Ivy Camera, 3704 Ingersoll.
Good morning from the Cure Morning Zoo 102. Good morning.
Revenge. If you've been jilted by somebody you like a lot, 280-1102, the telephone number, will fix them for you. John Cougar Mellencamp from the request lines at 280-1102. Here's Small Town on the Morning Zoo from Q102. The number one hit music station, the Q Morning Zoo at 646. We got 26 outside. Looking for 55. We're going to do the ex-lover's revenge in a few moments after Chicago and Look Away.
Well, you called me up this morning. I'm really happy for you.
Q102, the number one hit music station. Just Look Away from Chicago. On the Zoo, Lee Martin, Julie Johnston. Mickey has the day off today at 6:51.
Good morning. Your Q102 freeze notice four-day forecast. Well, it looks like we're going to have a nice one today. Sunny and 55 the high. Clear 25 tonight. Sunny, a little bit cooler, up to 50 degrees tomorrow. Partly cloudy, chance of scattered showers, and 60 degrees Thursday. Partly cloudy, 55 come Friday. 27 degrees now at Q102.
If you're looking for things to do tonight, the Bangles in concert with House of Freaks at Hilton Coliseum, and that is 7:30 tonight in the intimate half-house seating, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
You might want to try that. Tomorrow night, the iCubs open up.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to go? You're going to bundle up with me and go down there?
I was thinking about it.
I think you ought to.
It should be a good time.
You know, after all, they are the farm team of God's team, the Chicago Cubs, who play the Cardinals this afternoon.
And there's only one iCub home opener.
That's right. That's right. It's got to be the same way every year. Got to have, you know, Governor Branstad throwing out the first ball, and Mayor Dorian will show up if we know what he looks like. So we'll be able to catch up with him. So look forward to that. But Bengals is the big thing on the tap tonight over at Hilton Coliseum. We're in the middle of a Q-Zoo ex-lover's revenge. Time to get back at one that has steered you wrong. And let's go to the phones.
Janice, right?
Yes.
Okay, now what, you want to get back at somebody here?
Well, I already did.
Oh, well, let's hear the story.
I had gone through my husband's wallet, and I found a woman's number, her first name only, and her phone number. So I called her, told her I was from a radio station, and asked her to answer some questions so we could send her $10. So she gave me her full name, her address, and I just started asking some questions about whether she worked outside the home and if she had any children and all that sort of thing.
Oh, jeez.
And after she had answered about five questions, she said, "Where did you get my number, by the way?" And I told her, "In my husband's wallet." And she didn't say anything. So I told her she had said she was under a doctor's care, which is why she didn't work. And I had told her if I found her with my husband again, she wasn't only going to need a doctor's excuse, she was going to need an ambulance, because now I knew where she lived and what she did.
Oh, I like that.
So, needless to say, my husband didn't see her again.
You still mad at your husband?
We're divorced.
Oh, are you? Well, let's do something to him, shall we? Look, I'll tell you what here. Let's put his head in a vise, okay? You'll like this. We're going to put his head in a vise and run a lawnmower across his scalp and his chest hairs. What do you think?
I would rather prefer it was something other than his head.
How about we just run a lawn? Oh, would you like to saw off something that's near and dear to his heart?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, everybody seems to go for that for some reason. Okay, you ready? Anything you want to say to him?
Au revoir.
Au revoir. There you go. Oh, yeah, he's loving it. Loving every minute of it. Oh,